Good morning and a happy already Tuesday to the Hank fans and family that choose to celebrate.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
It's a little tough to get going after a three-day weekend. We got this. It is happy new month, everyone. Second day of the ninth month of 2025. September is here. Wake me up when it's done. 2:45 and 1:20 left on the calendar this year. 3 days until the NFL season will kick off. Your Dallas Cowboys this Thursday night. What fun we'll have. Fall falls in 23 days, 59 days until Halloween. Less than 2 months away. Come on, Spirit. 63 days until daylight saving time wraps up. Today, otherwise known as World Coconut Day. It is National Grits for Breakfast Day. I did not really ever swing toward the grits until, I don't know, within the last 10 years, maybe. It's because you got to put a lot of stuff in it. I had previously not put a lot of stuff in it. National Blueberry Popsicle Day. That may be one of the more specific ones we have. Pierce Your Ears Day. Bowling Shirt Day. And it is Telephone Tuesday. The top day for phone calls all year long. It's because everything is open again after the long holiday weekend. And this is also the final last long holiday weekend before technically people start planning for the holidays. So more customer service representatives will be called today. Telephone Tuesday. We know what Heatherly is doing with her PTO.
Where is your manager?
I would like to just speak to your supervisor now, please.
Celebrate it accordingly. On this date in history, things happened. It would be 1789. The U.S. Treasury Department was started. That's going well. 1901, its vice president at the time, Teddy Roosevelt, offers the advice, speak softly, but carry a big stick.
MAGA!
On this date in 1921, the bowling shirt was invented. There you go. On this date in 1944, Navy pilot George H.W. Bush was shot down by Japanese forces completing a bombing run over the Bonin Islands. Future president was rescued by a U.S. submarine. Man, what a life. 1945, it was Japanese surrendering in World War II. On this date in 69, the first ATM was installed at the... It was in Rockville Center, New York, at the Chemical Bank in New York. Bet that was a hard marketing sell. Sounds safe. On this date, 1983, Tom Brokaw takes over as sole anchor of the NBC Nightly News. We think. 1998, also fun to Arnold Schwarzenegger, sues the Globe tabloid for $50 million, reporting he was in ill health. We had another ill health death hoax over the weekend.
MAGA!
He's at 747 later on.
They don't know what they're doing. Reportedly, you understand that?
Reportedly is fine. On this date, also in presidential news, 2004, W accepts the party's nomination for a second term. And on this way, 2005, 20 years ago, it's during the benefit concert televised for Hurricane Katrina, Kanye West, 20 years ago today, also has thoughts about George W. Bush.
Yeah.
Poor Mike Myers to this day. Okay, all right. That's okay. Back to you. Happy Tuesday birthday cakes. Cat Williams, comedian, 54. And Salma Hayek is 59. So if you have one, you're in the running for at least the top two. And probably height alone, you beat Cat Williams. That's absolutely true. Also, happy birthday today to Gabe Flores. There you go. That's why we love it. It's a Tuesday already, and there's stuff that's on the show today that we will, it's kind of a big deal for me.
It's you.
We'll talk about
and
next.
Me with KB and Heather Lee.